Welcome to Burning in Hell.
What is up, guys? We're in hell, where I talk to people about their demons. We have a very, very special guest in hell. Her name is Annie Letterman, and she's a comic. She's a podcaster. She's a writer. She's also my Eskimo sister, which...
Are we allowed to talk about it? I don't know.
We don't know if we're allowed to talk about it, which
we
means...
We kind of look alike a little bit. Like I did. You know what I'm your Eskimo sister with, too, now?
What?
Fashion Nova jeans.
Shut the fuck up.
No, I saw
Aren't
you.
They great?
I ordered them immediately.
And they're like $35.
They're perfect.
Cinch the waist.
These ones, too, look.
Shut. You know what? Guys like our booties...
Yeah.
But sorry, you don't, I was trying to slap it, but it
missed.
Looked like I was attacking you.
You missed.
I feel like guys like us because we're
loud.
Loud, successful, powerful.
Yeah.
Strong.
We have stronger butts too than most girls.
Yeah. Like
you have bigger tits than
like
me.
Like sturdy. Do I?
Yeah. Okay. You have good tits.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Like if I was relying just on the tits, like if I had a flat ass, I'd be in some trouble.
True.
The tits wouldn't pull. They're not, they are good. They're small, good shape. Like this is very padded, but.
Yeah.
If it was just the tits, I would have to get.
What's with the padded bra? Why don't you embrace?
Oh, I go braless
because it's
too.
Like so fucking hot out.
No, I do both. I do both.
Okay, I feel like L.A. You've gotten like increasingly more glamorous since living here. Do you feel that?
Well, I think it's the more my age and how long I've been doing comedy. I don't think it has to do with L.A. as much. I think that in New York, when I was first starting out in comedy, I thought that I had to not be like hot at all. I had to really just downplay my looks. Like I didn't want people to even like think of me being a girl.
Yeah.
And then I got
just, like,
confident.
Full mole rat.
Yeah, just I'm this nasty little thing telling jokes. I just wanted to focus on my jokes. We're going to this level. I want you guys. I'm getting serious, guys.
I do joke though that like. In comedy, we're considered so much more good looking.
Oh, no, we're comedy 10s.
Like, we're the Kardashians.
In the world,
comedy.
We have been beaten, left on the street. We're battered women. We have been battered. We've been left to die. We look like we've been buried alive and clawed out. We look like shit. That's what I love. When I see some of the girls will start getting real successful, and you can see them like really trying to go for the hottest girl in the room. It's like, just the hottest girl in the green room. Just go for the hottest girl in the green room. It's obtainable. We're there. It's perfect.
Are you in therapy?
No, but I do like subconscious reprogramming. I'm working on myself all day long. I do hypnosis, bunch of shit, yeah.
Wow. Okay, this I'm very intrigued by. What kind of hypnosis are you doing? And what are you trying to hypnotize yourself to do?
I can tell you some of the things I've already hypnotized myself to do. I've hypnotized myself to make a lot of money. I've hypnotized myself to quit smoking cigarettes. I've hypnotized myself to have a lot of joy around my job. I can hypnotize, I've just been like hypnotizing myself to everything I want.
Do you hypnotize other people?
I actually have, this is my second round of taking a certification course, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but I haven't done it yet just because the first time I did it, I wasn't able, my schedule didn't allow me to be in all the classes. So I was like, I don't want to.
You're like, I hypnotized too many shows.
Yeah,
I was. Myself.
I was just selling so much merch. You're getting sleepy. Buy my merch. Don't you want cool sunglasses like me? Don't you want to learn how to make money?
Cool. Dude, people like me? Make hundreds of thousands of dollars with these courses, but a lot of them are bullshit, in my opinion.
I take a course that I've taken 3 times in a row. It's this guy, Jim Fortin. He's got a transformational coaching program called TCP.
Did someone introduce you to it?
I found him on a podcast. You know, you hear all these people saying, it's all like, it feels like similar things. Like I go, oh, well, I've heard that before, but it has to just be hit you in the right, at the right time from the right person. Just, you know.
Because when I'm depressed, I'll buy like 40 self-help books and then not read any of them and then like start feeling a little better.
Well, do you have ADD?
Yes.
You have something. Do you smoke weed?
No, I cry when I smoke weed.
Because you have such a fun like pothead energy without smoking weed.
That's the nicest thing anyone said.
Yeah.
You know what's funny?
I'm ADD too.
All my friends love smoking weed.
Yeah.
But I can't. Like I'll ruin the party.
Yeah.
But then people.
Because you get panicky? Is that why you're crying?
Full panicky. Like, I think everyone thinks I'm dumb.
Yeah. Wow. It is quite a truth serum sometimes.
I'm like, I'm going to be exposed for the idiot that I am. But I like snack a lot and I giggle.
Were you shitty in school?
I was actually pretty good at school.
You were? Okay.
But it's because I was hyper-focused on, like...
Tennis?
Success.
Yeah.
Like, I... But things I'm not interested in, I couldn't focus.
Where did the dumb thing come from? Where did you start to think you were dumb?
Just because when I smoke weed, your brain starts moving so slow.
But are you worried about being exposed for being dumb to other people and other times?
I like being considered, like, witty and funny. Yeah. And when I drink or smoke, I, like...
So you don't drink either?
I'm not, like, a big drinker.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're, like, going out one night, I can keep up with the best of them. But you're not going to see me, like, casually drinking all the time.
I was just talking to my friend about this.
How'd you turn this to dissecting me?
It's just I'm a hypnotist.
Sorry, continue.
Again. I was just talking to my friend today about how, because I quit drinking... Was it 13 years ago now?
Congrats. Wow.
Thanks. I do drugs. but I quit drinking, but I was thinking about, so with weed, I go on and off with weed where I'm like, my life is, like, if I smoke, like, one joint, my life is unmanageable. Everything's a mess. I can't, like, everything's already a mess.
Yeah.
So I think when I add weed to it, it's like, this is not, like, a drug. Like, I used to take Adderall prescribed to my mom, but she mailed it. It was cute. Thank you, Mom. I was always like, it's here. I just shake the package like, oh, the happiest rat in the world. Yay. Everyone thinks I'm on Adderall now. I'm like, another drug I maybe didn't need, you know? Yeah. But it's not like a productive drug for me. Like, I'm not someone that, like, really relaxes that much on it or anything. I just, like, want to smoke the most weed I can. Then I go eat the most food I can.
Yes.
And then everything's just not where it's supposed to be. Then I'm tired the next day. I'm not as quick. So I'm trying to figure out a way to smoke weed. For some reason, I'm not ready to quit it because I love quitting things. Like, I love it. Feels good. It's fun to quit.
You're like, I'm a quitter.
I am.
From a long line of quitters.
But it feels like good. I like that accomplishment of, like, just being like, I don't drink coffee.
It's like
I did
relapse
a little bit today.
So what are you currently on right now? Have you not quit? A little bit of weed.
A little bit of weed. That's kind of it.
Okay. Pure
I think
angel
I talked
baby.
To my I talked to like people on the phone. Like, I talked to Bonnie McFarlane probably all day long.
Aww.
Oh, she likes you.
I love Bonnie.
She's the best, right?
Yeah, we have some good stand hangs. Do you miss New York comedy at all?
I am going to New York this weekend and I am fucking scared. It's not about the comedy or anything. Like, I'm excited to perform. It's like, I am so used to having my car be my giant purse, and like I'm like, I don't have to carry a backpack. It's like, I'm sweating in my backpack. I'd have like a change of clothes. I'm gonna have like sweat everywhere. Mud with my phone dies.
The New York City heat is like heavy.
It's
like, you
just
feel
different.
It in your butt crack.
Yeah,
here it's just like really bright. I feel like,
yeah, and I'm just used to it here. You just go into your air conditioned Tesla.
manifested that while masturbating.
Oh,
worked. I haven't talked about this on Burning in Hell
yes.
yet. So when you come, you think of something.
Yeah.
Is this the joke we both
yes.
did?
Oh, damn. But mine was Netflix. And then I was like, but I should have been more specific because I just got like free Netflix for my brother. Instead
yeah.
of.
I said, I heard about it. And then I said like, I want my dad to love me. But that's like,
that's
creepy,
funny though.
But that's creepy.
But it's funny. And then, but also you married a dad. A papa.
I have a type, a zaddy.
Yes.
If you will say. So how often do you masturbate, what is it called?
Manifestation.
Sorry, so many M's.
If I remember, I'll do it. Just right at the end, just throw it in there, something. But I'm a big manifester at this point. Oh, I didn't bring it in. I have like a little journal.
I remember you kind of starting off in New York. I was like on the outskirts of comedy.
Was like,
I was just creeping in. I was like,
I just
want to
watch. I just want to watch.
I want to see.
Ooh,
who
I'm next.
I'm taking notes. I'm like, notes. Annie was here. I will go there.
Oh my god,
so
funny.
Wait, now I think you need a restraining order against me. I kind of like this bit. I do
it's
like
fun.
It. Whenever I see you out, be like, oh no,
it's
she's
just sad
she's
we're
here.
Done.
She's
like,
literally
you can't,
here.
Now you're married. You can't fuck my boyfriend.
I mean, who says? Do you have a boyfriend now?
I do.
Oh my god, who are?
I love him. I want him to. We went like ring shopping. Stuff like
shut
that.
Up.
I'm choreographing the whole thing. I know, that's where I was like, so standing your wedding. I'm like. Before, when I didn't want to get married, it wasn't happy for people when they got married. I just didn't give a fucking shit. And
same.
I'm like, oh my God, let me see the ring, like all that.
Yeah, everything is bullshit. Did you not want to get married or you just didn't care?
I just never like imagined a wedding or anything when I was a kid. Like, it just was never.
Are your parents together?
Yeah.
Oh.
Drama.
Oh no.
Oh, I like looking at myself. Guys, I didn't draw my abs on.
When did the ab drawing begin?
When we had to do a bikini episode on Trash Tuesday. And I was like, every time I know I have to do something that's like, you're going to be naked, I just eat like 5 boxes of pizza. I was like, I'll just have all of it. I just ate the boxes too. Like, throw the cardboard down here.
I mean, people contour spray tans all the time. It's not that crazy.
Yeah, I get a little bit of warm with my spray tans. No, I'm going to do it till I die.
I think it's iconic. You can do a crop top wedding dress with a little...
Oh, that's a good idea.
...line in the middle. I do have to say, you're going to feel a lot of toxic, horrible feelings around your weight come wedding. And I don't want to trigger anyone, but like, it doesn't matter how skinny you are, people will be like, are you shedding for the wedding? And then people are convinced that like...
Maybe you just had like a period stain. They're like, is your uterus shedding? Is your uterus shedding?
They're like, if you take up the least amount of space on your wedding day, you're going to be perfect. And like, Dez was like, I want you to lose your ass, okay? Don't lose so much weight. And I didn't want to, but then everyone's like, oh, you're going to look perfect on the day. So you're going to get triggered. Like, I haven't even had eating problems for a while.
Honestly, Hannah, I think I'm just going to look perfect on my wedding day. It sucks for you, but I think it's going to work.
Wait, so when did you decide this guy was the guy you want to spend the rest of your...
My living
current,
days.
Your living.
My current life.
Your current life.
Well, we started dating before the pandemic. He's younger than me. He's like 11 years younger than me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm his Dez.
Uh-huh.
And how far are you guys apart? 10?
15.
15? Oh, my God. See, that's amazing. I dated older guys before, and I was like, I was into it. And then I dated this younger guy, and I go, this is actually the direction I need to go. This is the direction I need to go. Because it was just...
You can groom him.
He's groomable. He's such a good boy. He's very, like, smart, wise. Like, he's just a good guy. Like, he's just there to, like, fucking have a good time. Yeah. He's just always laughing.
Is he sober, too?
No, but he doesn't have any problems.
Oh, what an angel.
He's just well-adjusted to the world.
I'm not well-adjusted, but I'm, like... I have my other triggers besides drinking, and Dez is sober, so we work well together.
Oh, that's right. I forgot he was sober.
Since 19.
Wait, I forgot to display my purse.
This is the new product.
Yeah, it's the new... No, it's Louis Vuitton.
Oh, sorry. Louis Vuitton. Sorry.
Which is more expensive? Is Prada more expensive? It's Prada.
I don't know, but when...
This is the new drop.
When do you decide to spoil yourself?
I just, I get a feeling. I just get a feeling where I'm like, today I want to feel really good. I go, if I walk into the Louis Vuitton shop, I have a rule that you are leaving buying something. So I'm not doing any window shopping because that's pussy shit. That's a waste of time.
Yeah.
And so.
That's minor league shit.
Yeah. Well, honestly, this sounds weird, but sometimes when I find myself in a area where I'm worrying about money, I'm like, I think I need to spend money.
That's like the abundance theory, right? Have you heard of it?
Mm-hmm.
Money manifestation?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's all like in like intertwined in all this work I've been doing, but it really does. I feel good. Like, I'm going to be more confident. I'm going to be, if I'm worrying about, because the flights have gone up. The flights are very expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, the flights
to make
are
money, we
crazy.
Have to spend more money.
I mean, it is wild. Like, I don't want to downgrade my.
Yes.
First class.
Once you go first, you can't go first.
I'm so sorry. You've got to get up to first. It's great. I mean,
I had
it's better than you think, and it's not that good. Do you know what I mean?
No, the problem is it's not that good, but you That's can't go backwards. You
coach,
can't go back.
Coach should be what first is right now. Like, it's just human decency to be in first class. Like, they treat you like animals in coach.
Yeah.
And I used to be like, it's fine, it's fine.
But then you realize the seat doesn't even like cover your thigh.
They're mean to you. They're mean to you.
They're disgusted by
you. They hate you, coach. They're so like this little smile that you get. I will pay thousands and thousands of dollars for. I'm not waiting for an upgrade. I'm paying for it.
Good for you.
I waited for upgrades, and then you're in a fucking middle seat in the back with the chickens.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God. Because sometimes your cheap ass is like, we'll see what destiny does. Yeah. But then you have to say no. I'm taking control of my destiny. I had a chaotic flight over. I was on Delta One. Dez had some points or some shit. That's the benefit of marriage. Zaddy. And I lost my shoe immediately. Like, you know, it just falls in the hole, and it was definitely like with the guy sleeping behind him. So like 5 minutes in, I lost my shoe. And then I had to use the restroom.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm just barefooting it. So everyone's like, this is
That's disgusting. So Britney Spears of you.
People are like, she's
Britney,
having a full meltdown.
This is like 2001 Britney. This is good.
I mean, no one recognized me or anything, because I wasn't on Dumois for barefooting it.
Have you
in
been
the
on
bathroom?
Dumois?
Someone on Dumas said Des and I broke up. That was fun.
Yeah, they make up things about
wild. Like, yeah. Wild. So I went in the bathroom barefoot and I just embraced it.
It's like flattering though, right?
Well, part of me was like, I paid enough
when
money
we
to
get
it.
No, when we're in it, I'm like, that like to our podcast, I'm like, that's right. Some trashy girls with a podcast did have something happen.
In first class.
Yes.
You said you're doing a lot of work on yourself. Can you give us a little like tidbit of advice that has helped you? In terms of like, I like this whole abundance theory thing. I like this trajectory of okay. positivity.
I lived in my car. Like I've been, mm-hmm. I lived in my car very recently. And I knew it was weird. Like I was like, this is weird. I used to be like to Rogan, like how? I was like, we have the same job. Like, why am I living in there and that's your 13th car? Like, I don't know.
You're like, can I live in that one?
But it was like, I was like, can I have one of your house cars? Can I have a house car as a car? Okay, I thought it was a house. I get confused. Confuse them a lot. It's confusing. I have ADD. I realized it was me before I was willing to like figure it out. Like I just didn't know, have the tools. I didn't know where to go. And I think a lot of it, like I was living a lot in victim mentality where I was mm-hmm. thinking about like the outside world being unfair and I should have this, or like comparing myself to other people. And then when you realize like, if I really look at my life, I've gotten every motherfucking thing I wanted. I just didn't believe that I deserved money or something for whatever reason. And it's like, that shit happens when you're like under 7 years old.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's however your parents talked about money. My parents had like, it would be like, we don't have enough money. Here's $20. Like it was always like both. Like, oh, we're gonna run out of money, but we have enough money, but we don't. So then it was like, I don't know. I just had this scarcity
conflict.
Yeah, where it was inconsistent, and then so my money was always inconsistent. I had one year where I was making like a bunch of money. I had a TV show, all this stuff, and then it was just gone. And then you know, but I was doing that, and then I couldn't like, what was I doing to get that? And mm-hmm. and then now I mean, it's the age old tale. It's all about gratitude. But it is. Like, if I'm having it, like, okay, so my week, I just did a night at Flappers in Burbank and sold out the first show right away. And then the second one, I was like, should I have a show or not? And then I was like, am I going to sell tickets? And then I was worrying about, like, the tickets I didn't sell and not celebrating the tickets I had sold. And then when I gave that up, it was a great show. It was pretty filled. Like, it wasn't completely sold out, but it was very fucking close. Mm-hmm. And it was awesome, you know? And it was
it's really fun.
It's
really, like, the lens that you look at life. Mm-hmm. I mean, I hate to say the, like, glass half full, but those people were fucking right. We just laugh at it for so long.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah, like, two people could be sitting in the same situation of a show, and one person is like, this is my nightmare. But also, the comedy world is small.
It's small.
How do you choose, in our past life, how did you choose who to fuck in comedy? Because that's your job. You have your pickings.
I used to always, this is another thing, I used to always fuck down. I was very scared people were going to say that I didn't earn what I got, that I like fucked my way to the top or whatever.
So you fucked guys only, that wouldn't
I
give you up
down. I fucked guys that could really only hurt my career. I walked outside, Theo Von was like talking shit on me once. I walked out of the fucking podcast, of the comedy store, the OR, and he was like, yeah, I was just telling them how you like have fucked people to get things. I was like, Theo, do you know me? I was like, I have only fucked people that have hurt my career. Like, I would implore you to tell me, please tell me one person that's helped my career.
No, whenever
you don't even know the names of most of the guys that I hooked up
also,
with.
Also, I don't know that shit that much, but all the girls I know who fucked comics, it ends up hurting them.
Yes.
It always ends up hurting you.
Yes. And not because they're big. Okay. Comedy's small dick energy.
Absolutely not.
Sometimes it's my dick. Actually, one was.
One. Yeah. We had who?
No. Because the rest was so bad. The rest was like so rough. I was like, ooh, not worth it. Not worth the ride.
It is hard though, because you start liking the comics because they're funny.
Yeah, you're up late, you're laughing. You're up late, you're laughing.
You got weird dopamine hits from the giggling.
Yes, you understand the...
And it literally is like a work crush. Like comedy, it looks kind of glamorous, but like you're seeing your same coworkers every night.
Yeah.
And you start being like, do I want to fuck that guy?
I feel like I'm so like... When I started dating Todd, right before that, Sean Pilofsky mm-hmm. She's a comic at the Comedy Store. She's like, she married this guy who's way younger than her. I don't know where he's from. He's from somewhere. He speaks Spanish.
He's from somewhere.
But she like got, she's like a comic for the gays. Like she's so funny.
Uh-huh.
But she is always surrounded by gay guys and then her like Hispanic young.
Sexy man.
Man. And she saw me with my last, like, I was dating a guy that we weren't I mean, we had gym memberships to the same place, but we were not.
You're married.
No, we weren't in a relationship. I had to toothbrush your house for over a year.
It was a situationship.
Yeah, it was a situationship, but it was like this. It was like really fucking with me. I wanted to get out of it. I couldn't get out of it. And Sean came up to me. She had seen it, and she was like, "You got to look me in the eye right now." She's like, "Annie, I thought about you. I barely know her." She's like, "I thought about you the other day." She goes, "No more fucking comics. No more." She's like, "Promise me." And I was like, "No more. I'm ready. I'm ready." And I was. I was ready.
What does he do?
Bonnie McFarlane. Should we pick up?
Yeah, say hi.
Bonnie, I'm on Hannah Berner's podcast. Say what's up.
Hi, Bonnie.
Say hello.
Hi. Hi, Hannah Berner.
Do you have any wise words for the people?
Oh, yes. Do everything and buy everything these two have to say and sell.
Oh, yes, yeah.
That's great.
Swipe up
on the Louis Vuitton bag. I'm selling it for triple the amount because I wore it. it's been sweated on by me.
Meanwhile, I'm sitting in a car outside of Walmart waiting for my husband.
No, it's because your husband brings you down. It's not because of you, okay? You should own that Walmart, bitch. You should own the Walmart.
Leave him right now. You can get away right now.
You gotta run.
I feel like I've been kidnapped on his errands run.
Her husband at least has a house in the Hamptons, okay?
Bonnie and I love an older, distinguished man.
That's true.
Well, yes, but I didn't marry the distinguished part.
The extinguished.
Mine looks like he was in a boy band 35 years ago.
Did they let Jews have boy bands? I didn't know that.
I know.
He does look like he has drugs on him. So, yeah, like prepackaged drugs. Ready to go.
Just Molly.
I mean,
fentanyl lace.
He looks like he just got out of prison. It's,
and he doesn't know how iPhones work.
You look like his hot lawyer.
True. She's his Camille Vasquez.
She's always wearing like shoulder pads. And like one time Bonnie came up to me at the Comedy Store and she was like, she went, "Oh my God, shoulder pads. That's hilarious." And it was just my broad shoulders. It was just my masculine square.
So sturdy.
Out. She was like, "That's so funny." And then I went, "Oh, did you pad your bra?" And just grabbed her tits. Oh.
First of all, I was impressed by those shorts.
You were like, so embarrassed.
Where do I get this jacket?
I mean,
she was backing
lineman
down. She was backing away from that for so long.
I know, because I didn't want to get hit.
The only other time, no, I'll fucking throw a shoulder. I'll knock you across the fucking hallway. You were outside the OR. You were about to be inside the fucking main room. Okay. She also. Do you remember when you called me a psychopath recently?
I was being flattering.
She's like, "You're like a psychopath." I was like, oh, cool.
You just like one.
Cool.
I just meant that you...
Someone
you,
needs to be honest with you.
She is the person I talk to the most, aside from my boyfriend.
My point was that you're going to make it. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know. We've already made it, Bonnie. You
Renee
know that, right?
Bonnie Brown.
All right. I love you. I'll call you after.
I love you guys.
Bye, Bonnie.
Have fun without me.
Have fun at Walmart.
Oh, my God. I love this friendship.
Oh, yeah. She's my bestie.
I love it. How long have you been close with her?
I met her in Montreal. Or I guess I met her maybe a little bit before Montreal. I think I, like, hit her up on Instagram or on Twitter back in the day. I was like, "You're the best. Do you like me?"
I know, because I was scared of Bonnie at first, too, because I wanted her to like me so
bad. Well, I just made her. When I have that feeling about someone, I go in. I just go. When I first started mics, there were all these guys that were like the top dogs of the mics, and they were really mean to everyone and stuff.
Yeah.
So I just was like, "Guess who's going to be my friend?" Like, I cornered them. I was like, "Now you're stuck with me." I'm like, "You think you know what to do? Then tell me what to do." And I just like beat them at however many mics we went to and stuff.
And this was New York City, right?
That was in New York.
People don't talk about how not easy it is to start, especially as a girl who might not have the money for Ubers, to be doing these late night spots at bars all over the place.
I used to be sleep. There was a place, Lucky Jack's, mm-hmm. in Lower East Side.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a music open mic. And the guy, Sasha, that ran it was, like, fucking crazy. And if he was just kind of mad at you or, like, he would, like, make you think you're going up, then you wouldn't. But we would, like, he was just such a weird guy. He liked me, though. I'm good with weird guys.
Mm-hmm, same. You
know. We had something in common. And so then we would go. So Mike Lawrence and I, who is a comic, who's like more of a writer now, but I think he's going back to stand up. He was like the toughest guy at Mike's, and I made him be my friend. And then, so we would go to Lucky Jack's, and it was like music and poetry and stuff. So it was a good mic because it wasn't just people like sick of hearing jokes. So you could really like smash. And we would just like sleep on our backpacks and like take naps in the back and be doing like spots at like 2 a.m. for like a 5 minute set.
Why do you think you're able to feel so comfortable in like a male dominated space?
I have brothers. I've always been, and my mom's always had short hair. It's like, my dad's like the most feminine thing around.
Really?
He's, I mean, more than my mom. My mom was like,
yeah, yeah. Well, you had a strong mother figure.
My mom was like, I don't get Barbies. She's like, why are you playing with Barbies? I don't get it. Let's go kick a ball around. I'm like, Mom, you're just adopted. You're so full of shit. I didn't believe her. I'm like, you know you like pink.
So how's your anxiety? How's your depression? What is the levels right now? Are you a depression girl, an anxiety girl, or both?
I think I have anxiety. I don't even notice I'm having. I mean, I have TMJ. Depression doesn't, nothing really sticks.
Oh yeah, what's going on with the TMJ? Is that from clenching, grinding?
Okay, so I went to this dentist. He did a CT scan. He looked at my whole head, my whole jaw. I know, that was the head to the panorama. This is a big one. Wow, we got a biggie, guys. Clear the room. They put two machines together. I was like, clink, 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 clink. But so he says, because I started getting TMJ when I was around 12, maybe earlier.
Oh.
And so they, well, TMJ is the joint, but I started getting the disorder, TMJD is the problem. But so it's a, your jaw gets out of place for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Then the disc is out of place, and the disc is hitting the, that's what the snap, the crack is the disc. Mm. Right? But it seems like, can't you just,
how does
I did
affect
have a
your
boyfriend.
BJ game?
I mean, there, you know.
You look at me.
They're far and few between at this point. I'm in love. I'm not trying to.
Yeah, you don't have
anything.
To prove yourself.
It's just to say it's been my boyfriend's birthday for a couple weeks now. It's still your birthday. It still counts. I'll get to it. Oh, I do need to just.
Are you in pain?
My man. I love my man. Yeah, a little bit. But so, okay, so he said that something happened to me when I was like 11 or 12 that. And I was in a car accident, so I think maybe the whiplash did something.
Yeah.
That injured my TMJ. He said it was actually on this side. And then this side, my brain is always trying to protect this. So then the clenching, I'm never able to heal this, and I'm dominating on this side.
Have you heard of Masseter Botox?
Yes. Have you gotten it?
No, but I have like...
I don't want to change my
shape. I just want to like not clench and stop getting headaches from... I'll be like, you ever just stop clenching for a second and you're like, oh my God.
Oh yeah, what was
why,
I doing?
Why was I doing that for 2 hours?
Sometimes I have to wake up and go like...
Yeah, or I'll wake up in the morning. So that's my own problem. But I don't want my jawline to change. I just don't want to be able to clench.
And then once we start...
Then...
It's like, when do we stop?
Okay, question. How much has... How many... What are you doing to your face? Have you done anything?
Oh, injections and stuff?
Yeah.
Nothing, bitch. And I'm getting close up so you guys can see.
You look gorgeous.
So you know I'm not faking, bitch. Look at the cracks. I earned everything.
Wait, so I don't believe that living in LA, you haven't had one friend who's like, oh, come with me and let's get Botox. Like,
Never was interested.
Like
I was like, I'm going to just see how long I can go.
Yeah.
Before, then I'm
I think preventative Botox
yet.
Is bullshit. I think it's just getting kids in early.
I mean, I think it is, and if they want to like, do it, but I just, my mom was being such a butch woman. She's a lovely, beautiful lady, but she's just been trying to show the dudes. My mom was like the only girl on the racquetball.
We love.
Okay.
I'm obsessed with her.
As a tenny.
Yes.
Would you ever show me how to play tennis? Are you over it?
I love teaching tennis. It's like my favorite thing. I mean, I'm going
to
be tough with you. I'll
be
like, Letterman, bend your knees.
Because I didn't, you know, sometimes you just do a sport. You naturally are like, this is my sport.
Yeah.
I think I could get good at it. I just have no.
It's also such a great workout because it's like short sprints.
And
you work everybody.
Outfits.
So cute. And you don't feel like you're playing a sport because you're so focused on making contact.
You look gorgeous the whole time. Like, mm-hmm.
Literally
content,
stunning.
Making content.
Also,
you're so focused on making content. I'm like, up higher, babe. Up higher. I'm just playing with myself. Up higher. I'm playing with the machine.
My Instagram friend did ask me for a lesson once, and the whole time I just tossed balls while she tried to get a photo of it making contact.
So
and
funny.
We nailed it. You do kind of look like Naomi Campbell.
The spray tan's too deep. There's another way to say it.
No, nothing.
There's another way to say it. There's another way to say it. The spray tan's gone too far. I understand. I've been there. We've done it. Let me just say, when I went on my family vacation 2 weeks ago, I looked like the Jamaican nanny in all the pictures. Like, it was, like, crazy.
You look like Naomi Watts.
Naomi Watts. You know, my old crush used to be my guy. Used to be Liev Schreiber.
Oh, he's hot.
I had a thing for him. Then I dated a guy that looked like a cartoonish, kind of fucked up version of him. And then I don't like him anymore. Look, I'm starting to talk like you. We can't hang out. How are you doing your bits tonight? It's me crazy. She steals my jokes, my man. I don't know if you guys know this about her. Oh, but are we hacks? Are we hacks? Why do we have the same jokes?
Oh, are we hacks?
Yeah.
No.
I don't feel like a hack.
I feel like we're just two geniuses.
We're brilliant.
We're brilliant geniuses.
It's so funny, the guys and the jokes.
There has to be some. I think we are similar.
Yeah.
And there's a reason why we do similar jokes. We talk fast with ADD. We're gorgeous.
We're gorgeous. Comedian, gorgeous. We're top. Gorgeous. Listen, as comics, the hottest girls in the world.
I personally
still pull dick if we're regular.
Absolutely. You know what? We do thin the line of like so hot and so disgusting.
I'm glad you said thin too, because people don't usually say that much about us. But we're thinnish.
We're thick. T-H-I-C-C.
We're thick in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
You are skinnier. I did realize that you are skinnier.
I literally just took a massive poop. That's why.
Colonics.
What is it?
I'm not telling you to do it because I don't know if it's good for your body or not. Take the shit out of your body for you. It's like having someone take a shit for you. Because
it's like rich people shit. That's what rich people do now to shit. You pay people.
I had to get it. I froze my eggs. I froze my embryos.
Oh,
I got Todd and I have embryos together, which is crazy. I was like, we should get married. We have embryos together.
Wow.
So froze my eggs because we're in the opposite. I have to wait for him to be old enough to have kids. Dez is just hanging on. Dez got his cane. He's like, just before I die, I'm going to have one kid. Are you going to have kids soon?
I think we will. I took Plan B the night after my wedding because I realized I like completely fucked my birth control that week. You know when you're just like...
Like, I'm busy. All these people are calling me fat. Everyone said I'm fat.
I like, you know, I'll miss like 3 days. I'll take four and just like assume I'm on track. And yeah. I was like, babe, we're going to get pregnant. And we went to CVS that morning. That was our honeymoon. No, I do want to have kids. But I do also get scared. Like, I just started to get a little momentum in comedy.
Yes.
And then you're like, oh, no. Not that women can't have it all, but saying women can have it all, it's so toxic. Like, no one can have it all. You need help.
Well, people be like, have a kid now. I'm like, right now when it's the best.
They're projecting their shit onto you, yeah.
And it's the best?
Yeah.
It's the best right now.
Yeah, and I'm a kid.
Yes.
Like, I'm a baby.
Me too.
We're just like little tiny babies. Are you ready to play a final game?
Seven Deadly Sins.
What are you greedy about?
I'm learning to be greedy. Because my verbal abuse as a child was that I was selfish. So then I've always been afraid of being selfish.
Oh, you were accused of being selfish.
Yes, as a child.
Ooh, oh.
Daddy got nice though, but daddy was mean.
Oh no.
Selfish kind.
Well, no, I'm just, it's interesting to hear what people project onto their kids sometimes that then they like can work
through. Totally, because he was feeling selfish or whatever.
Yeah.
So
but also as women, we are so automatically trained to be caretakers.
Yeah.
So like then you just have no like empathy for yourself.
Do you think we're trained or do you think it's like animal instinct?
I don't think it's animal instinct because I hate cleaning. I don't like taking care
of people. I don't clean. My boyfriend does everything. 90-10, we have a deal. He does 90%,
I don't think. I think it's purely societal. I think also because we're strong. We have broad shoulders.
We're strong.
We would be the hunters. I would not be a gatherer.
Broad shoulder girls.
I'm not a gatherer bitch.
Yes.
I'm not gathering.
But I could, like, if I have to, but I would prefer. I feel like I'm much better at, like,
I feel like gender is socially constructed, and if I had to hunt, I could hunt. If not, I cannot. I think we're more.
Do you feel non-bi?
I feel like I do kind of.
Let's shave our fucking heads.
Let's fucking do it.
Or our assholes, whatever's more important.
My thing is, I love being like, oh, I'm a woman who can do this stuff, but I don't like to be stereotyped with stereotypical feminine qualities because I think those are made up.
It is weird. Like, I don't want to be like. Look, I like you don't want to go like, I want to be the funniest female comedian. You know, you don't want to like say those things. But when people do it to me, I don't, you know, That used to like offend me, like when people be like, oh, you're like so, like you're one of the only girls that makes me laugh. It used to piss me off.
Well, and it's always female comic, female comic, female comic, female comic. It's never just comic.
Yeah.
Or like I just had Jessica Kirsten on, who I fucking love. She's so funny. But like all you hear is the guys being like, you're not like other female comics. And you're just like, oh, it's so toxic to say. And she hates it. But
what is it that she's not like, because she doesn't partake in the peen? No, but they're always like, all you do is talk about this or that. And it's like, why do you have a lens over women? Like, why are you paying attention to what we're talking about in a group? Like, I don't look at and go, all guys talk about it. I just don't do that.
Yeah.
I don't look at all guys and go, all guys are all guys.
Also, making fun of dicks is very funny.
Yes.
They could do it.
They do it.
And like, we make jokes about birth control. Who are you envious of?
I was just talking to my hypnotist about this. I have a coach, like a transformational coach, who's Jim Fortin, who I do his course. He was saying to me, he's like, he always is like trying to use someone as like a point of reference, like, hey, where do you want to be? And it's like, I really can't think, I guess, like, because I do feel unique. I don't have any, like a specific thing. Like, I would love to have like Joe Rogan money.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to have so much money that it's like, you never, like, there's no worry about
it. But anything. I also feel like you're definitely not doing this for the money.
No. But now that I'm starting to make it, I'm like, I want
you're
more.
Like, this feels nice. Yeah.
The more is really fun.
Yeah. I actually have trouble spending because of the self-hate. You're just like, I'll work. And then next thing you know, I'm like, oh, I have extra cash. But I don't think, oh, let's spoil myself with it. I'm like, oh, no, that's bad. Doing something good for yourself, that's bad.
Yeah.
But I'm now recently forcing myself to be like, invest in having a nice apartment.
Yeah.
And because that actually adds to, it affects the energy of everything. I used to literally live in apartments that look like a hospital room.
I also lived in shitty apartments. And I think it helped me with the comedy, with the hustle of comedy, because I didn't have like a comfortable place to be. So I always was out.
Yeah.
And then now I'm like, all right, I figured out comedy. So now I'm like, I want a place to chill.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Where it could be like your oasis.
But yeah, I feel like the thing that Jim Fortin said that I really liked was, or one of the money courses I took was like, if you look at comedy or if you look at money like you're in a relationship with it, if you're like holding it tight and not wanting to let it go, what's that going to do? It's going to run from you and think you're a fucking psycho. And if you're like, you're not enough, I want more, you're not enough, that's like, would be rude to say to a partner.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I also feel like all those things is also equal to how you speak to yourself day to day. Wow.
Yeah, self-talk is huge. I have to like, I really have to like retrain myself in different areas. But I have, right now I have a mantra I'm working on, which is like, or a new belief that I'm putting into my subconscious through hypnosis. Mm-hmm. But what I do during the day is whenever I start to get like any sort of panic or upset, I just go stop it. And then I go, everything is easy and fun. Everything is easy and fun.
Oh, wow.
And then I can get out of
it. It kind of reminds me of like being a kid when you're just
rude.
Like,
she's a bitch.
I'm like, you know, like like for preschoolers, that kind of stuff. No, but it's like, you just like running around the playground. Yeah. And like that kind of bliss. Where like,
but it is like, everything is easy and fun.
Yeah.
Everything is made up. Like when we die, this is my guess from all the hallucinogens I've done.
Yeah.
When we die, we like fizzle out into a light and I feel like we're going to feel like, oh, we did have everything we want. Like that, wow.
Do you feel like there's a next chapter to our being?
Yeah. I think that we're all like light energy and that it just kind of like remanifests.
Are we
going to
morph into one in our afterlife?
Well, we've certainly...
What are you gluttonous about? What do you overindulge in?
I talk on the phone a lot.
I do find that talking on the phone is fun, but it can like suck a lot of energy.
Your entire day.
You're so right. Like I'll be like, oh, I have 2 hours. The next thing you know, you call your mom, your boyfriend.
Yep.
And maybe same one jokes. Friend.
Or same stories and jokes too.
Same stories. Confuse you because like, I have three different opinions.
Todd will go, I have heard this story so many times. See,
do you not get tired because all we do is talk? Like, we'll podcast
hurts.
All day.
My jaw's falling apart. I have severe pain in my jaw at all times. Yes, I...
We podcast, we talk on the phone all day, and then we do sets at night.
Well, that's why I can't smoke weed too much because I can't, like,
your
jeopardize
throat
my throat.
Up.
Like, Tim Dillon smoke. I'm like, what are you doing?
I know how... It's your instrument.
It's your fucking instrument.
You also were on Girl Code, which is pretty cool.
But doing Girl Code. It was with Jessie Mae yesterday. We were, like, laughing about how they wouldn't have... once she stopped doing Girl Code, they cast me. Like, they would never have us at the same time.
Two blondes?
They're like, the people can't tell the difference. I'm like, they're going to go the blonde with the tits and the blonde without the tits. They're going to know.
They're going to know.
Guys are pretty good at knowing the
difference. Also, like, what? You could dye your hair, like...
But we were on a pilot together for E, me and Jessie Mae, and they made me cut and dye my hair brown. I was so pissed.
And she didn't have to?
She got to be the blonde.
Wow.
That would never happen.
Did you pull off the look?
It was fine. The pilot didn't get picked up, so I guess not.
They're like, it's
good. But I would never, like, allow that. I would be like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
I'm like, if you want to try to get someone else to dye their hair, you
can. But that's how women get pitted against each other. You think a white guy with brown hair on a lineup has ever felt that?
No. I know, and it's so weird. But also, okay, with the girl stuff, I do acknowledge that there's different stuff going on, but I always try to, like, because Bonnie and I will start talking about stuff, and then I'm like, I don't want to, once I start thinking about it, I then start seeing it everywhere.
Yes.
And then it's like, I just want to, like, operate outside of.
Perspective.
Yes.
Perspective.
Even though it's a thing that's real, I just don't want to, like, notice it. I always wait
to
the last minute to claim the girl being the issue. You know what I mean? Being like,
for sure,
they're girling me. Like, but you, sometimes you are being girled.
Yes. Or it's like, you just accept that you're always being girled and you just don't react to it.
It just has nothing.
It has nothing. It doesn't affect you. And I also think now we're in a part where, like, the gatekeepers are not just the men. Like, we're powerful with our own podcast and our collaborations.
Also, nobody's gatekeepers anymore. Gatekeepers aren't, like, have no power.
Exactly.
Who's the gatekeeper?
Because of social media and shit.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm the fucking gatekeeper. I'm keeping my own gate.
Yeah.
I'm not keeping my own garden, though, guys. It's a mess. It's a mess, okay? Let's just say the gate has some...
She's blooming for summer.
The gate has some vines. Have you stopped the upkeep, or you? Do you feel still like I gotta be, like,
I keep the upkeep because I'm so sweaty.
Yeah.
And I just...
Do you have laser?
I did laser for a bit because I had horrible ingrowns.
Right, yes,
and
me too.
And they really
ingrowns
helped.
Are real. Ingrowns are real.
They're fucking real, and people need to talk about it more. And they really helped.
But you still have to kind of shave.
I still do. I'm apparently an ideal candidate because I have pale skin, dark hair. So don't be jelly.
I think I do too. We have a lot in common.
Should we see if we have the same pussy?
Is yours?
Like uneven, like a little uneven.
Yeah, of course. It's not. I wouldn't say a little. Mine's like quite uneven. I wouldn't say it's like hiling.
One's a little slow.
Let's just say
one's lagging.
One seems like it's
has a lazy eye.
Yeah, one's been hanging for a while. I don't know.
One's seen some shit.
One's seen the sun.
One's working out. One's let itself go. When was the last time you let your ego get in the way of something? Are you working on your ego at all?
I am working on my ego, but I sometimes I don't know, because I think sometimes me working on my ego holds me back too, where I'm worried about. I think because I was called selfish when I was little and that's sort of my thing.
Yeah.
That then I'm like, oh, I don't want to be selfish. But then you end up being like more selfish when you're worrying about being selfish.
True.
You know what I mean? You're like still thinking about yourself all the
time.
But so there are things I want, you know, like. I did go get my fucking Louis Vuitton. Like, I was like, I want that. And I think that, you know.
But that's not even, that's not selfish.
But material things are a little bit.
That's not selfish. I mean, you could be like, you could have put that towards charity if you look at that perspective. And
listen, and when I do sell it for quadruple the price.
Do you sell it?
Not yet, but I will. But it is an Annie Letterman edition.
Yes.
So it's extra.
Yes. By the way, you know, Karen Feehan does OnlyFans.
Yes.
And she's like killing it.
Yeah.
But it's given her the ability to like do what she wants to do.
You know what I don't ever want to do? My merch.
I feel like this is a QVC commercial.
Merch. He's like leaving. I mean, it's amazing. He's like, I gotta go. He's like, I have a family. I have a family.
When?
Like, my wife was pregnant. She's not given birth.
When was the last time?
My kid is pregnant. I'm now a teen father.
When was the last time you lusted over someone? So who's your celebrity crush?
It was Liev Schreiber.
Yeah.
Then I heard a bad word about him.
Oh.
I just heard he was, like, not nice.
Okay.
And I was like, I've never met an actor. Like, actors, anyone I admire, I never really want to fuck them because I know how it works. Like, I don't have that, like, fuck girl confidence where it's like, oh, I feel like if someone I respected, if I went and like banged them, like went got backstage and banged them, like I look at that as like a lose.
Yeah, I feel like just used and abused.
Yeah, and maybe you can been to where you're the one they marry or whatever. I just never felt that way or like that's what I wanted to do. Like yeah. I always kind of admire people and I want to would rather be like them.
I'm also like a Dolly Parton someone...
would be someone I admire.
Ooh, I love that.
A Dolly Parton, just a woman who's a Cher,
yes,
you know,
iconic.
Yeah.
Have you seen J-Lo's documentary?
Loved it. Oh, did you so watch Gaga's good. From 2017?
So fucking good. I watched it like 3 times.
I love her
like
tits were just out in front of all her employees.
I love it.
I'm always
it.
Like NDAs because I'm like, is this sexual harassment? My tits are just slapping them in the face. They can't slap. They're just sitting there quietly.
Would you get a boob job?
Mm-mm. But the more money I get, the more I understand them.
Why people would get it?
Well, you just go, oh.
Why not?
I could just do that. It's like.
Yeah. There's a lot of work that comes with it.
I don't
it,
want, but I don't.
A lot of admin.
I actually really like my, I like when you say a lot of admin. That's funny.
Yeah, I do.
I like, you're
I don't
stealing
do
it.
Admin.
Stealing it.
Oh, have you said that before? That's not, crazy.
I can imagine. Like, I actually have it written in my notes. It's from today. I'm like, I actually have admin. I'm just showing you admin. It says it on my phone. On my Facebook, it says admin. So.
Final question. What advice do you give to the little devils, our listeners, on how to cope with your hell when you're going through it, when it's so fucking dark? What do?
You gotta understand that you are just a person, okay, having the feelings. You're not, you, the depression is not yours. The bad thoughts are not yours. They're just thoughts that you're having that are temporarily running through you.
Oof.
So I do, yeah, I try to just refocus. You gotta listen to Jim Fortin's podcast, listen to Mary Lou Rodriguez's
podcast. How often do you talk to him?
Well, I take his program, so I'm all of his podcasts. I'm listening to him almost all the time. Mm-hmm. And then Mary Lou Rodriguez.
And it's not a cult.
It's not, I mean, what's a cult? I don't have to do anything. It doesn't make me do anything. Mm-hmm. I just really like the teachings.
But you don't talk to your friends or family anymore.
Anyone that hates him, I hate. Anyone that says no, I
would you kill for him?
I would murder for him. No. It's great. I think it's really cool. It's like, he's got like, this podcast is very accessible. It's just interesting stuff. And
no, I'm definitely going to look into
really
it.
It's just really helped me. Like,
but it's great that you were like, I do not fully understand always what's going on in my brain. I want to talk to someone who can help guide me a little bit. And you feel less alone.
And listen to it. And just because it's a lot of it's habits and it's like things going on in our brain. It's not like it's not ours. Because I had a lot of traumatic things happen to me when I was younger. And I would think about it all the time. I had this thing happen to me in high school with my teacher. I had to go to court, this whole thing. And let's just say Jackson Pollock, the back of my leg. But who hasn't, oh really, you know? But I had to go to court.
I love how you save this for the end.
Had to go to court, all this stuff. But I would think about that all the time. And I was kind of like living in that moment. So I was like this, I was like frozen at 15 or 16, you know, just like.
Oh, yeah.
Frozen at that
age. Stuck at
and I was thinking about
hit.
It. And he was a white guy with dread. So I always imagined like. I have been like dragging. I would think about it all the time and take it on. And like, this is who I am. I'm this person that was like molested by their teacher and all this stuff. And I would like, I was like dragging this like white haired dreaded guy, white skinned dreaded guy into my life, every like stage of my life. And then I just was like, decided to drop it. Like, it's not mine. It's just a thing that happened back in the day. And I'm glad it happened because I was always thinking like, what is the reason this happened? Because it was just so much stuff to deal with when I was so young. And then now I'm doing all these jokes about it. I have all my molesteds coming out. Come see me, girls,
obsessed,
boys.
Obsessed.
All these, I love like, I'm talking to people about all of their,
it's so
like
important.
Their little like, anyone that has a little deformity. If I sign everyone's web toes, I sign fucking lobster hands. Like, it's just like.
Well, you were put on this earth and like you can speak on that stuff for whatever reason and like that's your voice that other people
and I love
have.
It I'm like so excited to be doing it feels so good and I just don't hold on to the bad stuff and you know sometimes I go into fight or flight or whatever and but I have tools to get out of that.
I love that so much, especially because you can your hate towards someone or that pain you can it only hurts you at some point.
I don't have any like it's weird. It's like obviously that's a bad guy. That's not like a good guy. Mm-hmm. But I don't feel attached to him. I don't feel like anything.
Yeah. Annie, you're incredible. You've done amazing in hell. Where can people follow you, watch you?
Okay.
I mean, you can just look at my Instagram. It's pretty similar.
Yeah, you don't really need to follow both of us. If you follow me, unfollow her. You're gonna have to pick sides. You can find me on Instagram. It's my name, A-N-N-I-E-L-E-D-E-R-M-A-N. Same with on TikTok. I just joined TikTok. Give me the love on TikTok. I'm having a good time. We're figuring it out. Baby steps. Twitter is a thing still?
Kind of. If
go to my website. You can get my sunglasses, my Annie Letterman merch. It says Annie fucking Letterman on the side.
That's so cute. Oh, my God. This is so cute.
And then come see me live. All my dates are up. When does this come out? You don't
Wednesday.
Know. Wednesday? Yes.
Thursday.
Come see me in West Nyack, baby. I'm going to be there Friday and Saturday.
Levity
Live, baby.
Yeah.
Come. The meet and greets are wild. Come take pictures. Come get one
what
of my shirts.
What do you do during the meet and greets?
We just hang. It's like a lot of t-shirts. Well, you know, it's my merch and stuff, but yeah. I talk to everyone. It's long.
Yeah.
They're long.
Wow.
It's very fun.
Okay, guys. Thank you so much. We love you. Bye.
Bye, guys. Ha, 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 ha